Earlier this month, Michael Jai White decided to extend his connection to films that play homage to the blaxploitation era. Blaxploitation was an era of movie-making history during which black films were recognized as a source of cheap profits for Hollywood, simplified, of course. Something that I talked about a bit during the Dolomite show. Black Dynamite was a wonderful addition to the genre and a great homage-paying endeavor. During this show, we're going to give you our opinion on whether Undercover Brother 2 also hit that mark. During this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we're going to be talking about Undercover Brother 2. Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you running with lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to. Welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen. This is the show where we give you a preview, a review of whether or not a show, a documentary, any particular information that you can get from any screen of any kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. And as always, Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PAX Inc., a black activist advocacy and think tank organization with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for black people in America through educational culture shift, economics. Check them out at www.paxinc.org. Leave a review, leave a donation, become a member, tell a friend to tell a friend, take a survey, do whatever you can to help them because they are doing whatever they can to help you. And one final thing before we move on to our discussion about Undercover Brother 2, Black Friday. Well, really, it's not even Black Friday anymore. It's more like the Black November, Black late September, early December. Anyways, Black Friday has started. Be sure that you go on over to Smile, Amazon, smile.com, and make sure that that's a website, a feature of Amazon, where everything that you purchase on Amazon through their Smile domain, gets a portion of that money, gets donated to Amazon or to a nonprofit of your choice. Choose PAX. It's the same Amazon. You can make the same purchases, the same savings. It's just when you go through that, the money gets sent, a portion of the money gets sent to the nonprofit. It doesn't upcharge you anything. It's Amazon paying the fee and giving the donation, but they do it based off your purchases. So be sure to go to Amazon Smile and make sure that you select PAX as the nonprofit that you're contributing to. And with that, we're going to jump right on into this show. So, Undercover Brother 2. Now, for those of you that don't know, Undercover Brother was a show originally, or a movie that originally came out in 2002, starring Eddie Griffin. Now, that movie was great. Eddie Griffin is funny, especially in the movies, and he just straight did his thing. There's no doubt about it. He smashed that movie. And it wasn't just him. The entire script, everything around Undercover Brother was just a very good movie. A very good movie. I'm not going to sit here and say it was perfect, but for those of us that liked it, we really liked it. And for those of you that didn't, you probably really didn't. But Undercover Brother 2 was a great film, and it was a film that for a while had us wondering, is there going to be an Undercover Brother 2? And so we move forward 17 years later. We have an Undercover Brother 2, but Eddie Griffin is not Undercover Brother. Instead, Michael Jai White is playing Undercover Brother. Now, with that being said, the script and everything was, in my opinion, of the same caliber as it was in the original Undercover Brother. It just didn't feel like it moved like Undercover Brother did. It just didn't feel like the original. And a lot of that has to do with the way that Eddie Griffin carries himself in the movie versus the way that Michael Jai White carries himself in the movie. Michael Jai White can be funny, But Michael Jai White is more of a hard ass badass type being funny, instead of being more of like a funny type funny, which is what Eddie Griffin is. So you kind of had this role reversal where Eddie Griffin was being funny while attempting to play a badass character who was not taking himself too seriously. So he could fight, he could do everything, but everything was over the top, so everything was funny. And in this one, you had Michael Jai White, who is kind of naturally a badass in like all of his movies, but now trying to be borderline silly, borderline funny at the same time. And it didn't work as well, and a lot of the silliness was passed off to his Undercover Brother's little brother, which even that in of itself became kind of a gag. I'm Undercover Brother's little brother. And he kind of took on that role of being the comedic flair, the comedian in the room that was kind of carrying the comedy aspects and indeed carrying the entirety of the film. Because Undercover Brother, you know, well, you'll see the film if you choose to see it. But so that was one dynamic that was very interesting and difficult to get past. And I think in order for me to really sit back and watch the movie, I had to stop trying to compare it to Undercover Brother. I had to just purge myself of Undercover Brother, not think about Eddie Griffin, and just start the entire movie over from scratch. Now, an interesting thing happened once I did that. Once I did that, the movie became more than just bearable. The movie became enjoyable and entertaining to an extent. So, and the only reason I say to an extent is because I was, you know, even though you try to purge yourself of the influences of another movie, you're still kind of carrying around that baggage. I think if you go into this movie and you haven't seen Undercover Brother at all, you'll probably have a much more favorable impression of it than you would if you saw the original. That being said, I want to talk about the merits of this film as they stand without getting into comparisons with the original. But I also wanted to acknowledge that I think a lot of the negative reviews and things that this film is getting from people that watched the original. And so you got to respect that aspect of it as well. And talking about how great the original was, if you're going to watch Undercover Brother 2 and Undercover Brother, you should watch them as separate movies. Matter of fact, you might do yourself more of a favor trying to find some way to, I don't know how you could take the name and the label off of one and make it something else. But if you could find a way to trick yourself into watching this as a standalone movie, it is much, much better than if you walk into this movie with the baggage, or, and not to say it in a negative way, but if you walk into this movie with the idea of Undercover Brother on it. Now, getting down to the theme, this movie did a couple things really well. One of the things that it did really well was its tie-in to the current climate in Black America. And it's just like what Michael Jai White did with Black Dynamite. And if I'm going to mention Undercover Brother, I've got to mention Black Dynamite. Black Dynamite was a fantastic movie. And it ties in because I think Undercover Brother, or Michael Jai White, tried to carry a lot of that swag from Black Dynamite into Undercover Brother 2. Having a lot of people, including myself at various points, wondering, why didn't he just make this Black Dynamite Part 2? It actually probably would have worked better under the Black Dynamite heading, a lot better under the Black Dynamite heading than it worked under the Undercover Brother heading, because that would have allowed Michael Jai White to be who Michael Jai White is, instead of having him attempt to be something else. Even though he brought himself into the character is so tied to Eddie Griffin and the way he did it. It really should have, like, so that's still a thought. Why didn't he just put it under the Black Dynamite banner? Because when you look at the movie, again, if you take it in isolation, or even if you look at it underneath the Black Dynamite heading, the movie, just by changing the branding of the movie, becomes infinitely better. But the movie did take current events and the current state of the Black community. And it definitely showcased an interesting way of thinking about what's going on in the current climate. So in Black Dynamite, it was malt liquor. The malt liquor that gives you a ooh. So, and without revealing the plot of Black Dynamite, it was the malt liquor. In this, and in Undercover Brother, the original, it was fried chicken. And this, it was a new drug, a drug. It wasn't liquor and it wasn't chicken, so it wasn't food. It was an actual drug, but it was being distributed through another thing that we consume all the time and that, you know, everybody says they need their fix on. But it wasn't something that would turn you into a mind control, whatever, or this or that. And spoiler alert, I am going to reveal this. It was something that essentially made you super woke. It made you so woke that you started spazzing out and arguing over petty shit. And if you took more of it, there was another step to the development of it. But that's as far as I'm going to go with revealing the plot. But I find that so interesting because given our current climate, with everybody talking about being woke, staying woke, woke as fuck, this, that, and the third, it's very interesting that a movie would step out and illustrate an idea that wokeness could actually be used against us. And that's something that we in various circles anyways, people that I associate with and groups that I'm working with, we talk about this a lot, about the current climate of wokeness, how everybody wants to be woke, but what does it really mean to be woke? And are you woke, really? You know, because we're all asleep on some level about something. So what does it mean to be woke? And what does it mean to be aware? And are those the same things? And what does it mean to be pro-Black? And what does it mean to be for the community? And all of these various different questions begin to bubble up to the surface when you begin to really analyze just the way we utilize this phrase woke. So, and this movie did a great job at looking at one example of how wokeness, showcasing one example of how wokeness can get in the way of the struggle, can paralyze the struggle, and can eventually be used to end the struggle in and of itself. But even deeper than that, the bad guy. The bad guy in this movie, like the bad guy in all of the movies, especially in the Blaxploitation era movies, is always the man. But in this instance, you got to see something that a lot of us feel like is happening right now in the Black community. You got to see a sort of civil war of sorts amongst white people, amongst the elder generations of white people and the younger generations of white people. And it, sort of this idea of how to solve the world's problems and what actually are the world's problems. All of those things were laid out and kind of touched on in Undercover Brother 2. And it's because of those things. And it did have some comedic elements to it. It did talk, but it also talked about a lot of the things that are being talked about in the community. But because of the comedic flair and because of the depth of the topics that it touched on and because of the lack of conversation around wokeness in a public sphere that this movie presents, I think those are the reasons why I feel like if you manage to watch this movie as a standalone film, especially as a Black person, especially as a quote unquote conscious pro-Black person, you will enjoy this film. I think that's inevitable. So that being said, I got two scores for this one. So if I'm rating it by itself as a standalone film, I probably give it a 3 out of 5. But when you rate it next to Eddie Griffith's movie, I really can't justify giving it anything more than a 2 out of 5. And that's me being nice. And so the score that's going to be up on the sheet is going to be a 2 out of 5 because it's once you watch the original, it's just so difficult to rate this movie in isolation. And it shouldn't be required that you purge yourself of the previous film in order to be able to enjoy this film. I think what could have been done better and what should have been done different, really the only thing that could have been done better and should have been done different, in my opinion, is that this film should not have been called Undercover Brother. I think you take this same movie and you call it Black Dynamite 2 or you call it something else, you have an entirely different movie-going experience. Unfortunately, they didn't do that. So, they tried to follow up Eddie Griffith's Undercover Brother with this, and it's really no comparison. It's really no comparison, which is really sad because it's really not a bad movie. That's this week's episode of Lessons from the Screen. Let me know what you think. Agree, disagree, it doesn't matter. Tell me what you thought of the film. It's really hard to analyze a film like this without revealing too much of the plot away because there's so much to talk about. So what I might end up doing is after a period of time passes, I might re-review the films that I review, really analyzing and breaking down the plots so that we can dig into these things. Because this show and a lot of the blaxploitation shows reveal a lot that should be open for discussion. That need to be discussed. But thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week for the next episode of Lessons from the Screen. Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to. I want to thank you guys once again for listening to Lessons from the Screen. I want to ask you guys to go to, if you have an Android device, go to the Google Play Store, type in Freedom Train Radio. You'll see the logo of the train. Download the app, get the app. It'll keep you up to date on all of the shows and everything else that's going on here at the Freedom Train Network. Also, head on over to www.freedomtrainradio.com and check out all the shows. Leave comments, leave reviews. If you want to reach us or say anything to us, that's the best way to do it. Because if you just reach out through your social media, your a podcast listening app or YouTube or whatever, we don't check all of those things, but we do check the website. So go there. Also, I just want to thank you guys once again for tuning in and see you next week. Let me know what you think about the show you just listened to. Let me know if you agree, disagree, you felt like I missed something, whatever it is, just holla at your boy and I will see you next week or whenever the next show comes out. And if you are interested in sponsoring the show again, hit us up on the Freedom Train Radio website and let us know that you're interested in sponsoring a particular show or the entire network.